Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Up, up, and away! Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, brought to you by that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Today, Clark Kent and Perry White are aghast at the contents of a note left for them by the German scientist Teufel. We'll join them in a moment. But right now, gang, I've got a little reminder for you. This is the time when many of you are starting back to school, and that sometimes means that you have less time for breakfast than you're used to. But don't forget that you need a good, hearty breakfast just as much now as you did in vacation, perhaps even more. And right there is where that super delicious cereal Kellogg's Pep can do you a doubly good turn. In the first place, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes are chock full of important whole grain nourishment, the kind you should get every day. And what's more, every regular 1 ounce bowl full of Pep gives you more vitamin B1 and more vitamin D than you can get in any other nationally advertised wheat flake cereal. And you know how important both those vitamins are. And man alive, does Kellogg's Pep taste grand. I'm willing to bet you'll be right back for a second bowlful when you finish the first, because those crisp, flavorsome flakes have so much grand flavor. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. Make it your own special breakfast this fall, and remember the name Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Armed with Germany's newest secret weapon, an atomic energy gun capable of disintegrating steel, a Nazi scientist named Teufel abducted Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane, planning to use them to lure Superman to his death. While Teufel held the two reporters captive in a deserted cliff cottage 100 miles from Metropolis, Clark Kent and editor Perry White went to the shabby waterfront house from which Jimmy and Lois had disappeared. There they found a gravely wounded shepherd dog and a letter addressed to White and Kent. As we continue now, the gray-haired editor is reading the letter, his hands trembling. Listen.
What does it say, Chief?
Wait a second. Good Godfrey.
What is it?
Jim and Lois.
Well, what about them?
We'll never see them again, Kent.
What?
Listen to this. Mr. White and Mr. Kent, James Olsen and Miss Lois Lane are in my hands. There is only one chance to save their lives. Have Superman in your office at exactly 6 o'clock this evening, prepared to receive a telephone call. If you are so foolish as to delay even one instant while you attempt to trace the call, Miss Lane and Olsen will forfeit their lives at once. It's signed, The Devil.
Great Scott.
They're lost, Kent. Jim and Lois are lost. How can we contact Superman?
Let me see that letter.
I read it to you.
Let me see it.
Now, don't waste time, Kent. Call Inspector Henderson. Maybe the police...
Wait a minute. Whoever wrote this note is evidently aware that we at the Daily Planet are the only people who've had contact with Superman. And whoever it is, he's clever. Look at the ruse he used to get Jimmy and Lois here.
Ruse? What do you mean?
The dog. I'm convinced now that it was arranged to have Jim find that dog. Then the man put the ad in the papers stating that it was a blind man seeing eye dog, knowing that Jim would return the animal and step into the trap. I was suspicious the minute I learned the dog had no license tag.
Then why in the name of heaven did you let them return the dog? Why didn't you go along?
Because you were out of the office playing golf.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Blame it on me.
No, I'm not blaming anyone. Let's analyze this carefully. This note was evidently written by a German.
Hmm? Why?
Look at the handwriting. It's almost German script.
Kent, if you don't stop wasting time playing detective, I don't know what I'll do. Now we've got to get Inspector Henderson out here and get the police working on this.
Right, Chief. But it's important to have an idea who this criminal is and what he wants. So in case he does telephone me...
Telephone you?
Huh? I mean...
Good Godfrey, it's 5:30 now, and that call for Superman is due at 6. Now, come on, we've got to find the phone, and then hop a taxi back to the office. Not that it'll do any good for us to be there. No, if there was only some way we could get in touch with Superman.
Don't worry about that.
What did you say?
I said, don't worry about it. Look, Chief, there ought to be a phone in this building somewhere. If there isn't, I remember seeing a candy store down the block. Why don't you get to a phone and call Henderson? I'll shoot back to the office.
Not without me, you won't.
But what can you do when this fellow calls?
As much as you, and maybe more. Now open the door. Uh-oh. It's 5:35 now, and it'll take us 20 minutes to get to the office. We'll have to call Henderson from there. Oh, taxi! Taxi! Oh, wouldn't you know there wouldn't be a taxi when we need one? Taxi! Well, we made it, Kent. Just 5 minutes to 6. Come on into my office.
I just thought of something, Chief.
Well, if it's another idea to get me out of the way while you answer that phone call, save your breath.
I don't know what's come over you.
Now, why do you want to get rid of me?
I don't, but
then save it. Save it, I said. Now, come on. Close the door.
But, Chief, if you'll only...
Quiet. No, Miss Bachrach, get this straight. Any phone call for Mr. Kent or for me or for Superman is to be put through at once on my wire. And call Inspector Henderson and ask him if he can come right over. Tell him it's very important.
I have her call the ASPCA about the dog, Chief.
Oh, yes. And Miss Bachrach, call the ASPCA and tell them a dog's been shot at 1143 West Avenue, ground floor apartment. That's all.
Chief, will you please listen to me now?
Let me pull myself together first, Kent. I'm all unnerved. Lois and Jim in the hands of a madman who wants to talk to Superman, and they'll be dead in 5 minutes unless...
They won't if Superman is on the job.
Now, how can we get hold of Superman? We don't even know where he is.
I know.
Oh, Kent, don't you go out of your mind, too. I've had just about all I can take. My nerves are quivering like violin strings.
Listen to me, Chief. Do you remember a couple of months ago when that letter came for Superman from the fishing captain called the Seagull on the Northwest Peninsula?
Yes. What about it?
Do you remember how we found Superman?
Yes. I put an announcement on our radio news hour that we had a letter for him.
Right.
By Jove, Kent.
Exactly. And Superman showed up and claimed the letter.
No, but it's 6:02 now. That call is due in just 2 minutes.
Superman can travel pretty far in 2 minutes. Chief, why don't you go upstairs to the broadcasting station and put out a special announcement for Superman at once. Interrupt whatever program is on the air and get it out there.
By George, I'll do it, Kent. And I don't know if it'll do any good, but it's worth trying. And if that madman calls up while I'm gone, try to hold him on the phone, Kent. Plead with him. Tell him we're trying to contact Superman.
Okay, Chief. Get going. I thought I'd never get rid of him. I better lock the door first. There we are. Now, out of these clothes. Whether a crackpot has Lois and Jimmy, as the chief thinks, or whether a smart Nazi has them, as I think, I gotta be prepared to act fast as Superman. There, I'm ready. Just in time. 6:00. Said he'd call at 6:00. I hope he doesn't disappoint me. Oh, there it is, right on the dot. Hello?
I would like to speak with Superman.
Who's calling?
This is the devil.
This is Superman speaking.
Listen then, Superman, if it is really you.
It is, all right. What have you done to Jimmy Olsen and Miss Lane?
There is no time for questions. If you try to delay me while you attempt to trace this call, I will hang up and not call again. Is that clear?
Clear enough. Go ahead.
With me at a place about 100 miles from Metropolis. If you are Superman, as you say, you should be able to arrive here in less than a minute. Am I not correct?
Go ahead. Keep talking.
I will give you just 60 seconds from the time I hang up the telephone to arrive here. If you are Superman, you will be able to do it. If you are not... Your joke will cost you dearly, because at the end of those 60 seconds, Olsen and Miss Lane will die, and I will be gone long before your stupid police can arrive.
Tell me where you are.
Head southwest over the ocean toward Cape May. About 100 miles out, you will pass an old abandoned lighthouse.
Yes?
Turn at right angles there for the shore. You will see a tiny cottage set high on a wooded cliff. We will be waiting for you.
Southwest to an abandoned lighthouse, then right angles to a little cottage on a wooded cliff.
That is right. Now I will begin timing the minute.
Just a moment. Why do you want me?
That you will find out when you arrive. Goodbye now. You have just 60 seconds to reach here if you wish to save your friend.
Wait a minute. Hung up. 60 seconds, eh? I don't need that long. Up with this window. So he wants Superman, does he? Well, he's going to get him COD. Out and away!
Leaping from Perry White's office window like an avenging eagle, red cape streaming, Superman hurtles through the early evening skies for the tiny cottage. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, John wants to have a word with you.
Gang, have you been learning the nifty pointers that are printed on the backs of all the Kellogg's Pep plane models? You can pick up a lot of valuable information about each particular plane from these pointers. Naturally, if you've gotten all 14 models in this series, you can get a good head start on being an aviation expert. Remember, there's a model plane inside every single package of super delicious Kellogg's Pep. It's made of colored cardboard, and it's easy as pie to put together. You just press out the parts with your thumbs and assemble them. And there are 14 different models you can get all together. Exciting planes like the British Defiant and the Lockheed Lightning and the Grumman Hellcat. You can even get a model of a Sikorsky helicopter.
And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these grand models, not even a box top. Just open up a package of Pep, and you'll find another model plane right inside. So, gang, keep on making those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes your own special breakfast. Keep on building up your squadrons of model planes. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to our story. Telephoning the Daily Planet where Superman was awaiting the call, Teufel, the Nazi scientist, gave the Man of Steel just 1 minute to travel the 100 miles to the cottage where Teufel is holding Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane prisoners. Streaking over the ocean, Superman turned toward shore at an abandoned lighthouse.
There's the cottage, high up on the wooded cliff, all right. Faster! Uh-oh. Jim and Lois in the cottage, bound hand and foot, and a tall, gaunt woman watching them. Who's the squat man on the porch with the German haircut and the glasses? That must be our friend the devil. He's got a pistol in his hand. Looks like he's waiting for me. Okay, down to him first, down to that porch. Down! Good evening.
Ach, du lieber. Superman.
Yes, you wanted to see me, didn't you? Or was that telephone call your idea of a joke?
The devil does not joke, my friend.
And drop that toy pistol. It's the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
You will not find it so funny when I press the trigger.
Well, you are a Nazi, aren't you? And evidently you haven't been here very long. Otherwise you'd know that guns don't frighten me. Now drop it.
Stand back, you fool. This is no ordinary gun.
Ordinary or not, I'm going to...
You see? You cannot move. The atomic beam has stopped you dead in your tracks.
What is this? What's happening?
It is the beginning of a new order. I am holding you powerless. You, Superman.
No.
Now my weapon will force you back to the edge of the cliff.
No.
A little more energy. No.
No. Stop it.
Back, Superman. Back.
No.
This is the end.
No.
You have met your master. Back.
No.
Back.
Seemingly helpless against the miniature bolt of lightning crackling from the muzzle of Teufel's amazing weapon, the Man of Steel staggers back toward the edge of the cliff, robbed of his amazing strength. And advancing on him step by step, his fat, ugly face aglow with triumph, the Nazi scientist slowly squeezes the trigger of his atom gun until the crackle of the electric spark becomes a thunderous roar. What will happen? Is there no way Superman can fight off this new and deadly menace? Don't miss tomorrow's episode for a surprising shock. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Up, up, and away!
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And gang, I don't need to tell you that when you and your family use the same paper bags and containers over and over, instead of asking for new ones, you're helping save thousands of tons of new paper that is urgently needed by our armed forces. So get as much use as you possibly can out of every bit of paper, and when you're through with it, don't throw it out, turn it in. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. And gang, you know how certain mornings you could go for a little extra special breakfast treat? Well, that's what Kellogg's Crumbles were made for. Yes, these delicious, different-tasting crumbles are brimful of malty-rich flavor, a special, hearty, just-right flavor developed from a secret Kellogg recipe. And Kellogg's crumbles are made from whole wheat, as good for you as they're good to eat. So ask your mother to get Kellogg's crumbles and try them soon for a top-notch breakfast.
This is Mutual.